What's up, guys? Welcome back to Two Sisters Unscripted. This is Megan.
And this is Caitlin.
This week, we want to talk a little bit about
navigating. Them pills!
Yeah, don't get me started about pills. If you guys... Take a breath. If you guys tuned in last week...
Yesterday?
Last week. If you tuned in last week, I discussed... Okay. Yeah. Let's see, Caitlin's getting ahead of herself. I discussed... that my husband and I are part of Bills Mafia. We love the Bills. We were rooting for the Bills. They won last week. And then they played Kansas City. And they did not win. And it's not okay in my house right now. And that's where I'm going to leave that. That could be a whole nother topic for me.
It's rigged.
Yeah, don't get me started. It's anyway.
Rigged. I was rooting for them, though, y'all. I was rooting for the Bills. And I'm so sorry for... the dedicated Bills Mafia.
And the rest and of the America players. That was choosing or that was rooting for the Bills.
Yeah. It was, I don't know. Anyways, everyone has their opinions, right?
That might have to be a whole nother episode one day, yeah, but not today. Yeah. It's
I just wanted to like rip that Band-Aid off because we can't just brush over. We already mentioned it last, you know, they'd be like, oh, so y'all ain't gonna bring up what happened yesterday or Sunday, rather. Y'all ain't gonna bring up what happened Sunday. We can't go out like that. We just gotta keep it real. So.
The wounds are still there. It's yeah. Too soon. Anyway, yeah. We still are part of the Mafia. Go Bills. We
still love the Bills.
Still yeah. Love you. It's just gonna take some time. All right. Anyway. We. I want to talk a little about navigating friendships. I know Caitlin is the same way as me, and we've had many friends since we were younger, but it's our circles have gotten a lot smaller. I mean, when you were in like first, second grade, everyone was your friend. Everyone's friends. Aaron's in preschool, and the whole class is her friend. Everybody's her friend. Teacher's her friend. I don't know, my circle's gotten a lot smaller over time.
Yeah.
I said this to you, was it yesterday? We talked on the phone. I saw a saying that's like, I'm done jumping over oceans for people that want to jump over a puddle for me. And I feel like I've kind of leaned into that the last couple years, especially since like COVID and kids and...
Yeah.
Like, I know who my circle is.
Yeah. Can you form a circle with them?
Yes, if we all stand there in a line
and make a circle. Because like, before this, you're like, oh, I barely have friends, you know? So I'm like, can you actually form a circle with your friends?
Okay, maybe not. A square.
Okay, fair. Yeah. No, I agree. I think obviously if we consider going from like younger to like older, yeah, I think typically if you ask many people, I feel like anyone really, they'll be like, yeah, no, my circle got smaller, you know, from just younger days. I think that's like a consistent theme because just growing up and just different goals and yeah. Where we kind of see ourselves, what we're doing, like where we're moving to. So that can play a big role too. But yeah, I mean, ultimately it does happen. Like people lose touch and your circles get smaller and that's just life. And I think a lot of times there's never, at least with me, as I got older, like, I personally don't really have any hard feelings about any of it, you know? It's just kind of like, I'm on my path, they're on their path, and...
Life happens.
It's just, yeah.
It's life. It's the way it goes. It's, do you have, like, when you hear friend, like, who is the first person you think of? Like, do you have that
don't
one
put friend? Me on the spot like that!
I have my answer.
That's crazy. Yeah, but... I have.
Okay, like, okay, I guess the better way is, like, the older friend. Like, the longest friend.
Okay, because like, I was going to say, long as, like, there's still quality people, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
stuff,
yeah.
Like, but, if like, stuff happens, there's always, like, my go-to people that I'm like, I'm telling them this. And I will literally, like, copy and paste the text, like, back to back to back to back to back. Because I'm like, y'all all about to find out what happened. But,
I mean, well, yeah, obviously, I guess my question like, would be, like, that longest friend. Like, okay, I'll go. My girl, Brittany. Shout out to Brittany. We've been best friends since first grade. And even though, like, we live probably about three and a half hours away from each other now, she's my go-to. Like, I know if we don't talk or text for 2 to 3 months, I can call her and it's like we never lost track. Like, who is that friend for you?
Just so many. Okay, if we're talking
popularity.
Don't tell no one. If we're talking about, like, distance and length of friendship, obviously it's going to be Juliana. Like, Juliana is, like, we've been friends since I was 3. Yeah. Like, since we started pre-K together. And for reference, y'all, I'm 29 now. So,
that's you like... Y'all know I just turned 32 because Caitlin threw it out there last week.
Yes, yeah. And I got you, like, the best gift ever.
She did. We're not going to talk about it live.
But it was our best. But yeah, so we grew up together, and what I really like about our friendship, and we've talked about this too, is like we've kind of had like those, I wouldn't necessarily say like those ups and downs, but those periods of like, yeah, we didn't really talk a lot. Then we talked a whole bunch. Even when we were younger, like we went to, yes, like we ended up going to high school together, but there was like that period of not going to middle school together.
Yeah, that Brittany and I had the same thing, and it was like heartbreaking. But then when you reunite in high school, it's like nothing. No time was, you weren't separated at all.
Right, and then like we went away for college, and we still like communicated, and obviously like what was it in 20 at the end of college. Yeah, I was at the very end of college. I went to Chicago where she was and all that stuff. So, like, we still, she is definitely the person that, one of the people that I will go to and for, like, everything. And I definitely know that I can just reach out and be like, hey, like, this is what's going on. Do you have a second or anything like that? And similarly, like there could be months where we don't like actively talk. We might just send reels to each other on Instagram or like send random text messages or anything like that. But then when we do pick up, it's literally like we didn't miss a beat and we're just picking up the same thing. And what I really shout out to Juliana, because one thing that
we all love Juliana. Yeah. Our whole family loves Juliana. And same with Brittany though, like
yeah,
families just took them in. They're adopted sisters at this point.
One thing I really, really loved about Juliana, and I told her this too, is like growing up, she really helped me to also have like an imagination. And even today as an adult, like I still think it's important for us to have imagination and to have also like safe people that you can share these like audacious thoughts with, you know, like be like, oh my God, imagine like if a dragon came in here and started blowing smoke everywhere or like fire. Like, and it's nice to have a friend just like piggyback off that, be like, oh my God, yo, that would be crazy, instead of saying like that would never happen, yeah. You know? So it's just obviously that's a really out there thought process, but it's just like something that it's just a safe space, you know, you can share these feelings with, and
as like your safety teachers, person.
Yeah. And I have,
besides me.
Yeah, that's true. You honestly are my best friend. So
it only took us
28 years,
31 years to notice it.
Yeah. It was honestly, it was like 26 years.
Don't worry guys. We'll get to that one of these episodes as well.
But no, I can shout out everybody. I hope people don't even feel like mad about me shouting out. But I mean, here in where I stay, I mean, I have, you know, Brie, and I've gotten so close with her, and she's one of my absolutely closest friends, and I will go to her with anything. And similarly, I know I have a safe space with her and my friend Kayla.
shouting out all
the time. I know. The problem I have to shout out everybody here.
The problem is, like, there's
Ali Jerica. I have to like shout everybody on this page.
But there's, I almost feel like there's different forms of friends. Like, Brittany and Juliana to us are the first who have stayed.
Like,
that constant through the longest part of our life. And then there's, like, I have my friend Kate, who's, like, my mom friend. Like, we became friends a little before we both had kids, but, like, she became my mom friend. And then you have your friends that you have met in Florida and Carolina, and like I feel like they're all friends, but they're just from different stages.
Oh, 100%. You're absolutely right. Like, all the friends outside of Juliana, like, they're all here in North Carolina, and you're 100% right. Like, my quote unquote Florida friends that I got, it's the same. You know, I have like my two friends from school,
Yeah, if you guys are listening to this, I'm really sorry about the weather you guys have been having. Sharing it from the upstate New York.
Well, they're not even in Florida no more. Well, they both moved. I love them so much. And in all honesty, I'm not sure how they would feel with names on. So, like, I love y'all so much. And y'all know who you are. But what I like about them is when I love everybody. But one in just school, it was like they were those people in school, and like it was so important to have like-minded people or similar-minded people, especially in just a high stress environment, like going to school, work, and all this stuff. It's like it's very stressful. So like to have those same folks there, and and similarly, my mom friend Evie, I love her tremendously. We worked together and in Miami, and my friend Marcy, who's also Miami. I have, you know, it's so funny, like one of the first podcasts I was like, I don't got friends, but I obviously said don't come at me, because I have a solid group of friends, and yeah, I can like count them on like two hands, and those are, I know, like I know Megan just put like up like one hand for her, but It's interesting, because it's really nice still, because I know, like, if I was to go to any of these people, like, it would just be a safe space, and it would be a space where I can, like, share what's happening, and there would be no judgment. There would be a time where they would just be able to, like, support me or guide me through something. But one thing I really like too is that as I've gotten older, obviously we have boundaries, like we try to, right? Like we try to also have boundaries. And I think it's okay to have boundaries with, you know, family, friends, relationships, whatever that might be. And one thing that I try to kind of make, especially if it's like gonna be like something heavy, like if I had reached out and like to talk about mom, for example, and I'm like, this is a really heavy topic, like it's grief, it's a lot, it's heavy, like I would first say like, hey, like I'm about to vent a lot, like are you in a good place right now to feel like to hear this, because it's also respecting their space and knowing that, well, not everybody wants to hear about like your dead mom, but too knowing that people are going through their own stuff too, you know, regardless if they talk to you or not. Like there's moments where I haven't told my friends stuff and then I finally did, and yeah, so it's just nice too, because like that set group of people will understand that and respect that, and also like stand up for themselves and respect themselves and be like, hey, like Caitlin, like this is my boundary, or, you know, so it's just like really having that group that's one, not afraid to do that with you, and also to reciprocate that as well, like with your boundaries. So
the friends I feel like that you can have boundaries like that with they are the friends that have become family. Like they are so much more than like what you think a typical friend would be. And like, I have a neighbor, shout out to Diana. She has become like so much more than a friend. And the last couple years for both of us have sucked. And so even though different events and circumstances, I have that person right down the street who I can be like, hey, can you talk? Or hey, can you go for a walk? I need to get out of my house. And she'll be honest with me and she'll be like, nope, can't right now, but I'll see you tonight. Like, it's nice to have those people that you can feel safe with, to talk to laugh with, to cry with. And one of the things I was thinking about while you were talking about boundaries was texting a friend and being like, hey, can you talk right now? Or are you in a good spot? Yeah, I don't do that with you. I just...
We're gonna cry together.
I'm not even gonna lie. I will look at your location and make sure you're home. Like, I'm not gonna call you while you're at work or at a fitness class. Like, I look at your location. I'm like, oh, she's home. This bitch can talk. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's my problem. And then I'll be like,
that's what she did today, guys. Not with this is my problem, but she called me. Literally, I had just parked at my place. And next thing you know, I'm getting a call. And she's like, I called you because you were home. I'm like, I just got here. Like, I didn't even walk through the door.
The location doesn't tell me how long you've been there.
It should. Actually, it should. Because what happens if something happens? And you're like, you have to call up the officers and be like, hey, yeah, no, I have her location. She's been here. Okay, well, she's been at home. Yes, but she's been at home for the last 47 hours. And she's supposed to be at work. That's brilliant.
It is. It really is. I would
know. Dang, don't take this, y'all. We need to patent this. This is, get Apple.
I would understand and notice if you were moving for 47 hours. I'm just going to let you know.
And speaking of friends, I said my location is shared with all of my friends. I promise you. I promise. And you. And Dad. I don't play games. I'm like, listen, I am not playing games with y'all. And this is where I'm at. So, and I have everyone seeing my location. Because I'm like, out of everybody, one of y'all are going to find me. I know. And if we put all brains together.
Well, sisterly, but also friendship, talking about location. Yeah, Caitlin went on a date not that long ago, shared her location with me, and I thought she was in a stream. Oh! Just gonna throw that out there. I thought my sister was in a stream. The location was a little bit off. But
and also bushes.
And bushes. But yeah. This is true friendship. And I called her, and if she didn't answer, I don't know what my next step would have been. But
in both situations, she did a call and I answered. And
like, I know you're supposed to be on a date, but according to Apple, you're in a stream.
Yeah. And you know what? It didn't work out with him. So obviously, you could have saved me from something bad. Like, maybe
Apple location services. Thank you.
Maybe he was like, oh no, her sister's too. She's putting a damper on my intentions here.
It's a package deal, just so all you guys here.
But yeah,
so I know where my sister is at all times.
Yeah, like honestly, everybody has my location. So true friendship, family. That's what we need, right? But yeah, I mean, going back to those boundaries too, I like too that I think in like true friendships and like those, like this is your inner circle. You mentioned like, oh, there's people that you're like, yes, they're friends, but like low key also family, because you're like, this is my ride or die. I'm getting them. I'm helping them. I'm whatever. But also, those are the people that when it comes to boundaries too, there's like a little fine line where they'll be like,
I'm gonna tell y'all what it is, and like the honesty of it, you know. And they're like, yeah. this is what I feel and what I see is happening, and this is how it's sounding or seeming or whatever the case might be. Or like pulling me back and be like, Caitlin, honestly, you're a little bit, you know, acting wild right now. But I like it too, because so many of my friends, if I'm like, listen, like, this is what I'm going through right now, so many of my friends will also be like, do you want me to listen, or would you like
to be left alone?
No. Like, well, that too, but like advice.
Yeah.
Like, am I just here to listen and like provide just your support, or do you want like advice, you know? And it's nice too when people say that, because yeah, in moments like that, you're like, I'm just telling you this, now leave me alone. You know, like, I'm just telling you this because this is where I'm at. But then there's those moments where you're like, I'm telling you this because I'm hurt and or going through this, or I'm having a crisis, or I need strategizing for something in my life. I don't know, you know? So, it's nice to have those people to say like, what are you looking for when you're telling me this? And it's also nice to have that moment of like clarity to some extent where they're seeing it from the outside looking in, and they're like, you need to like reel it back and take another look at this, you know? So
you're, I think, good at those... that.
Thank you.
I was being sarcastic. It's annoying.
Oh, for everyone else, for my own life, I'm in shambles. No, but it's always easy, or when you're not the person going through it, right?
Yeah.
So it's always easier to be like, well, if we take a step back and look at this from a different angle, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, bitch, I'm just trying to tell you what I'm going through. Like, well, we should have established that.
Your opinion.
Right. Like, we should have established that.
That should be the first thing you tell your friends when you are going to give advice. I don't do it, but maybe other people should.
You don't give advice?
No. Like, the first thing you should say to a friend is yay or nay on the advice. Like,
oh, yeah.
Before I even start venting, I want your advice or I don't want your advice.
Yeah.
Since we're just going to be blunt about it.
Yeah. And there's also, like, there's also friends that I know that I know would like be there for me and support me, but I might not like tell everything to or talk to all the time, or like, but there's like definitely friends that I still have so much love for, and I will be there for them in a drop of a hat too. So I just think, yeah, like as we age, our friendships just become a bit more dynamic, because we're seeing also the people who, like, they've written it out for us in different chapters of our lives. But then also they see us now. Like, I mean, we can still form friendships now. I have in the past year. And they see you with what you do bring to the table and what you have been through and who you are now because of it and all this stuff. And they still accept you and they still love you for it. And I think friendships are really magical, for lack of
better term. No, that's a good word.
Because I just think there's just so much that goes into a friendship, and it's so, yeah, just honestly, it's magical, right? Like, there's just so much that can come of it, and there's so much that you learn from it, and so much growth in it too. And I mean, even for the people that I wouldn't consider friends with anymore or whatever.
There's really not. At some point, you had a connection. There was some kind of magic, as you were saying.
And there's like very, very, very few people that I will look back at and be like, wow, like, they really did a bad one on me. Like, there's very few people that I was like friends with that I will look back and be like, ooh, you know, we might have made a mistake here. But for the most part, I still have love for those people, and I hope that they're doing well and they're thriving and succeeding and doing what they want in their life and they're happy. And I think that ultimately,
absolutely. I mean, I feel like this podcast in general, we just want everyone to get along and be happy. Like,
girl, speak for yourself. No.
Just kidding. No, I mean, like, friends, former coworkers, like, you don't want anyone, like, you don't want ill will towards anybody. It's just, like, us. Like, we just, we want people to be happy, whether that includes us in their circle or not. Or yeah. Square, or whatever shape you might be making out of your friends, as Caitlin put me on the spot earlier.
No, 100%. 100%.
One of the things that I was thinking about while you were talking was when you said friendships are magical, like, I was kind of thinking of us. Like, I know we were born sisters, but with friends, you got to put in the work. And it took us a few years where we put in the work and, like, see how we're so much closer than we were growing up. And I feel like that's because we cared more about it. What?
You said, and that's because, when I said our mom died.
That.
No, but we do care more about it. Continue.
No, we care more about putting in the effort to stay close.
Yeah. So how do you, like, if you were to, like, say, what are big,
like, characteristics that I look for in a friend?
Yeah, like, for friends. I wanted to say that, but it's kind of like, you know, yeah, I don't know, like, kind of put you up on, like, site. A friend site. Yeah, like a friend finding site. But yeah, like, what are some big characteristics for you then to have to, like, keep people in that circle and that are important to you?
I would say probably supportive, like we've talked about, like, the advice, the listening, just kind of being there when you need a shoulder to cry on or laugh with. And I don't know, like, I don't want to say something like, oh, they're always here for me. Because people have lives too, and they can't always be, you can't always be there for everybody. You spread yourself way too thin. I've done it. It sucks. I guess now as a mom, it would be that my friends care about my children as well. I know it's,
no, it's not
dumb, but not dumb.
No, I just thought of the scene from Insecure. When she tosses the baby in the trash. Fuck them kids.
Oh my gosh.
I can't take nothing serious. That's crazy.
Anyway. I would say now, like, my friends, my close friends, all love and care about my kids.
Of course, yeah.
And I know, like, God forbid something happened to Sean and I, there would be so much support and love. And that's, I guess that would be a big one for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want a friend hanging out with me that doesn't like my kids. That would be awkward for them.
Dang. That's us.
What are you talking about?
I'm like, dang, that's me.
You just love kidding. Your niece and nephew.
I do. I'm obsessed. Yeah. There's little moments that I'm like, wow, I could do this. And then they show me their true colors. And I'm like,
Hey, Caitlin, stop playing with the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Making some static.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, y'all.
See, unscripted. I'm not even going to edit that out. What about you? What characteristics?
Let me think.
Okay, well, dead air.
Dead air. Yes, let me think. I honestly, same thing, sort of. It's kind of like they're just your people, right? Like, you know that you have a safe space with them. They show up for you. And, it, of course, same thing. It doesn't have to be all the time. Like, people have their lives, right? But they'll try to carve out that time for you. And we're adults. We have schedules, like, same with me. Like, when I'm texting people, be like, hey, let's FaceTime, let's catch up or whatever, it's always like, this is my schedule, this is when I work, this is what don't work, like, it happens, but they show up for you. And I think too is like, who are those people going to be that are there for you during like those hardest chapters of your life? You know, who are those people that are going to be by you when you can't even get up and out of bed in the morning? Like, who are those people that are going to be checking in on you? Similarly,
our father.
Similarly, I think it's important to, like, I feel like sometimes people, not anyone in my circle right now, but like as we were growing up and like earlier 20s, people would just be around you just to try to bring you down, you know, like just to just be that negative like aura, I guess, in your life. And it's just kind of like, what is this, you know? So kind of having or like if something bad happens to you, or I don't know, if like people were mean to you, it's kind of like they feed off that, right? They were just like, oh well, do you think it's because of, I don't know, something you wore, I don't know, something weird like that, right? So it's just also having those people who, one, if something happens, they're ready to, you know, nuck and buck. And what's that song? What's that song? You know what song I'm talking about.
I do know what song. You're not going to catch me singing on the air.
But, like, to some extent, I don't believe in fighting, y'all, just, like, FYI. But I will if I have to, like, if it's a fight or flight situation. But, like,
you hurt my sister, I'm coming for you. Anybody who wants to listen.
But really, those, like, that's the thing. Like, people who will be, like, there, like, ready. But also, same thing, like, people that don't, like, rejoice. People don't do that, like, really. But people who aren't just going to rejoice in something bad happening to you, right? But they're going to be like, okay, well, let's figure this out. And then I really think it's huge when, like, I have always felt so touched when I go and meet people and suddenly they're like, no, I've already heard so much about you, you know? And, like, it really means a lot, because those friends aren't just saying to your face, oh, you're amazing, you know? Yeah. But they're going and they're telling people, like, oh, my gosh, yo, my friend Caitlin, top tier, right? Like, that's kind of – but it's also saying, like, these people aren't being fake to your face and then turn around and say something else. Like, they got you and they're going to hold it down for you. And one last bit, too, is I really, like, I think really great quality friends are the ones that are going to find joy in what you find joy in, too. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. Like, it doesn't have to be like, I love doing this and you love doing that. And like,
yeah, like you don't have to have the same hobbies.
Yes. But it's like, wow, I see how
seeing
much
them smile makes you smile.
Exactly. Like, I see how much happiness that doing this brings you. And I support that 100%. Unless it's, you know, effing around with the wrong person, then they were like, we don't support this. But no, I think that's like, those are big characteristics. And I think I learned that a lot this past year too, with like everything that I've been through. And like, I was at the complete bottom, and like, I still had like all the people I just mentioned in this, and then of course others as well, but like people reaching out and just being like, are you good? You know, and just like, you know, can I get you anything? Can I bring you anything? And just trying to get me out and doing stuff, and knowing that like I needed it, and also respected my space when I needed that too. And like not harping on that, and like knowing that I'm going through this process. But yeah, so those are just some good characteristics. But honestly, at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to continue to meet new people, and I might meet new really good friends. And
Erin has her first birthday party with one of her school friends. And I'm nervous about meeting a bunch of new moms or dads or parents or grandparents, whoever comes to the party.
Why?
Because, you know, I am very shy. Like, I have to get to know somebody. Like, this podcast is way out of my comfort zone. But that's because I'm talking to your face and I see you every day.
Over FaceTime.
I don't know. I'm a little anxious about it. A lot of little kids. A lot of people I don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll have to circle back and find out how it went.
We have to talk about that too, because I feel like I'm not a mom, but I feel like that's also different, especially if like people already have their like family cliques. Yeah. You know, so like kids who, I mean, I went and dropped her off to school with you some days, and like the moms that know each other are already like, boom, like they're chatting it up. And so yeah, I can understand where that can feel a little nerve-wracking, but honestly, like, you make good conversation, and and I think the easiest way to bond is honestly over like kids too, to be like, oh wow, unless like she does something crazy, like, whose little girl just pushed that guy off the sled? I have no clue. Whose little girl is that?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We'll have to circle back. We'll put it in my notes. We'll touch back next week.
Yeah, we're going to have to see how that... Wait, when is it?
Sunday? Oh, no, we got to record before that.
Hold up. Who is having a birthday party for kids on a Sunday?
I don't know, but there's Disney princesses coming, so she's going to be real excited.
Oh, she will be.
Okay. Oh, yeah. But that's how I'm going to break the ice. Like, oh, my sister and I have a podcast. She download it.
Don't do that. No. They were like, this girl is crazy. Right, she's reaching.
Before we finish up this podcast, I want to mention one friend that has been great kind of to our whole family. Like friend of the family, Tom and Darlene. We love you guys. You're frozen, Caitlin. I can't hear you. Oh, there you go. Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties.
We do love Tom and Dar.
I hope they listen to this. This would be very awkward. They've kind of been our rocks through some tough times, even in high school. So we just want to shout out them. The other shout out goes to our friend Danny, living it up in Cali. We love you. Danny is one of the friends that came to visit a couple months ago, and we're renovating our house, and he just picked up tools and started helping. Started hanging sheetrock, and like, he was like, all right, come on guys, let's get you a house. Like, no questions asked. We tried to buy him dinner. He was like, no, we did anyway. But he's just one of those friends that have become family. Like, no questions asked, I'm there for you.
Danny is, it's just my sister and I, and Danny is basically our father son.
Yeah, adopted brother.
So
he's been great.
Our dad loves him. But
we need to wrap this up. This is our longest podcast. Yeah.
We just have like so many friends that we love and adore. But we are very grateful and fortunate for the people in our corner. And if you're listening to this and you have some special friends in your corner, you know, and maybe you haven't reached out to them in a while, send them a little message. Be like, yo, I miss you. I miss you. How you doing? I love you. I support you. I'm here for you. And I can't wait to keep seeing you thriving.
It's like your homework for this week, listeners.
Yeah.
Let a friend know you're there for them.
That's right.
And let them know what they're going through, what you're going through. Just send a text, a voice memo, a call. Hey, it's been a while. I just want to know I'm in your corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We support you, or I support you. I appreciate you. I love you. I keep being great, right? All our friends are great. So anyways, guys, well, as always, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate having you guys here with us, and we hope that this week is spectacular for you guys.
Have a great week.